Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Joe Poza, co-star of the new Spike TV reality TV comedy series, Scrappers. Stick around.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 600 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by ThePartyAuthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of unappreciative neighborhood dogs in the new media capital of the world and home of the second-best team at the moment in baseball, St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, it's a show about guys who collect scrap metal in Brooklyn. It's a show about two guys in particular throwing cast-off hot water heaters, bicycles, refrigerators, and construction materials in the back of a worn-out van. And you know what? It's funny as hell. You take the kids from MTV's Jersey Shore, give them jobs, and this might be what you'd get. But don't take my word for it. Listen to this.
Brooklyn, New York, the heartbeat of America. If you want to make it here, you gotta work. You gotta work hard. Me, I'm my own boss. I'm a scrapper. The thing moves without me touching it. I didn't even touch it.
Scrappers collect metal from all types of places. If anybody brings it to a yard like this, we sell it for cash.
Hey, look out! You mother. When the average person's driving by or walking by a construction site, they don't really see what I see. I see metal. I see money. Not everybody could be a scrapper.
What are you doing?
Oh,
broke your wheel. Three-wheel dolly.
Some days you might make a load of money. Some days you might lose your ass in this business.
Yeah. Break the thing.
Oh, if it was easy, it wouldn't be scrapping.
He wouldn't be a dollar.
You would have had no jobs neither. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Tell me.
Scrap injuries right there.
Get that money, whatever it takes.
There's a whole bunch of scrap crews in Brooklyn. There's three main ones from my neighborhood. We're all separate crews. If somebody needs help, we'll come together. We got each other's backs. In this economy, everyone's out to make a buck. They want to come to our neighborhood and scrap our metal.
These two guys just jumped in front of me.
Not without a fight. Not without a good old-fashioned Brooklyn beating.
On paper, this sounds like a ridiculous idea for a TV show. But on TV, it's brilliant slice-of-life stuff. Joining me today to talk about Scrappers, the new reality TV comedy series airing on Spike TV every Tuesday at 10 p.m., is Joe Poza, co-owner of Scrappers USA with Frankie Newts Fidelio. Joe, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Good to have you here. Joe, I gotta ask you. I mean, sometimes reality TV, I mean, they send these cameras and they invade someone's life and the result is kind of unintentionally funny, but my sense of you and Newts is that you know you're funny and that what you do can be funny.
Yeah, what you see, I mean, none of that is scripted at all. It's basically just following us around with cameras. And, yeah, it is funny. And what you see is just the beginning. It only gets funnier, believe me. That is not what you saw.
Well, I'm guessing that if they gave you guys scripts, you wouldn't be as funny as you are without a script.
Oh, yeah, if they gave us scripts, exactly. Well, the reality is, without being scripted is what, you know, Brooklyn is funny. And going out and getting scrap metal is funny, too, because there's so many crazy things that can happen, and you're also dealing with so many, like, crazy people. So it makes a good TV, I'll tell you that.
I have another clip coming up later that I think will give people another sense of that. How did you get into this business?
Into the scrap business?
Yeah.
Well, my partner Frank, he's a third-generation scrapper. He's been scrapping. His grandfather scrapped, and his grandfather scrapped. And we were, you know, partners on other businesses, and he would always come to me and say, listen, Joe, this is what happened today, and this is what happened today, and I wouldn't believe him, you know. And then in the recession, the business slowed down, so he said, I think it'll be good because I know a lot of people in the neighborhood, construction companies and business owners. I think it'll be good if we partner up because you could bring in some business. And that's how I became Frankie's partner.
What were you doing?
Scrap is not in my blood. I'm pretty new at it.
Well, what were you doing before?
I own the flower shop, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a huge change.
Huge, humongous change. You also run into some weird characters in the flower business too. You know, in Brooklyn, that's just the way it is. You're always running into weird people. So.
Really? No.
It's all good.
I'll be honest. I was born in Brooklyn, but I was only lasted there about 6 months, and my parents moved. So. I wish I could say that I know these people, not too dissimilar, I think, from a lot of people I grew up across the water in New Jersey, though.
Right, right. Well, are you saying in Brooklyn and Jersey are similar? I don't think they are at all.
I think parts of Jersey are very similar to Brooklyn. Yeah, actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think so.
You gotta come down and check it out for yourself.
Yeah, maybe so.
Come down and check it out for yourself.
Maybe so. But I would say this. I would say parts of Brooklyn and parts of New Jersey are more similar than parts of Brooklyn and parts of, say, Miami.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, Jersey is close. It's definitely closer to being, you know, a Brooklynite. But Brooklyn's a special place. It's definitely original.
No, I don't disagree with you there. Now, can you take us through kind of a typical day in the life of Scrappers USA?
Oh, what I like about scrapping, see, the days could go, you know, different ways. Because you could have, you know, accounts from like the night before and have jobs set up from the night before where you know exactly where you're going, like you're going to construction sites or you're going to houses. But you could also have a day where there's nothing going on. So you're going out and you're just hunting for metal. So you can't really predict the day of a scrapper, which I think is the best part of scrapping because you never know what's going to happen. Every day is like an adventure. You never know what you're going to find. You never know what you're going to stumble onto. You never know how much you're going to make. And that's the hunt is what I love the most about it.
So, I mean, on days when you've got stuff scheduled, obviously you know you're going to work. You know you're going to eat. But on days when you don't, I mean, is Brooklyn the kind of place where as you drive around in that van, you're just going to see stuff lying out, or people are going to see you and say, hey, scrappers, come over here?
Well, sometimes people will see you and pull you over. What you got to do is you got to be aggressive. You can't be afraid to talk. Like if you come by and you see someone on a construction site, you got to walk onto the site and say, listen, you got anything? You might, you know, get it, you know, right timing. The timing could be on and you could take a lot of stuff from there. So that's pretty much it. You know, you got to go out and you got to hunt, you got to be aggressive and you can't be afraid to talk.
Now, Joe, from what I've seen of the show, it also looks like it can be at times kind of a dangerous business. I mean, there's always the shots of guys running into stuff, getting hit by stuff falling. How do you, can you get insurance for a job like that? Do you have insurance?
I don't have insurance, no.
Really?
Yeah, so that's another thing. We're just out there, you know, in a recession, you know, trying to make money.
Yeah.
That's what it basically is, and it is a hard job. Yeah, you can get hurt. You know, if you don't know how to scrap and know how to stack the van, you know, it's pretty dangerous, you know. And some days you could stack the van with a lot of heavy stuff, and it's not even worth, you know, it's not worth a lot of money. It all depends on which metal you get, you know. So it is. We're out there, you know, working hard.
Have you been injured on the job?
I have just a few minor cuts. I'm more like the guy that brings in the jobs. I don't really go out there and touch metal. I'm a different type of scrapper. I scrap all business.
I got it.
My partner, Frank, gets hurt all the time. You know, people get hurt all the time. You got to be careful when you dump the metal. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Now, you said you don't have insurance. Does Frankie have insurance?
I don't know. You have to ask Frankie.
Interesting. I just think, you know, in that kind of business, it would seem that much more dangerous handling those kind of materials and then not having any coverage. But I guess that's the economy, huh?
Right. Yep. It's the economy right now. You know, it's bad out there right now. So we're just going out there trying to make a buck.
And so, do people call you guys? Do you? Well, you're the guy. You're kind of the rainmaker for the business. I mean, do you pick up the mm-hmm. phone? Do you go door to door? How do you find business?
Yeah. Well, you work off Frankie works off a cell phone. You know, he gets a lot of most of the business comes in through calls. You know, people call up and have to do cleanouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, so that's where most of the business will come from. But then on a slow day, you know, you still need to pay your bills, as insurance, as this, as that. So you got to go out and look for business.
Now, for people who live in other parts of the country that might not be as densely populated as Brooklyn is, you know, people living on top
mm-hmm.
of each other, how, I mean, how big an area do you guys cover? And in the show, there's three crews that are included, but how big of an area do you cover in a week?
We could go to all parts of Brooklyn. I mean, we go down to East New York, we go into Coney Island. Hmm. Brooklyn's a pretty big place. So
right.
It really depends on the size of the pickup. You know, if it's, we'll even go into New York City. If it's a big pickup and it's worth it, we'll go into the city. Most of our stops are local.
So they're close by. Okay, so they're close by. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And is
most
it?
Most of them are close by.
Is
which
the,
make, which makes it easier too, because it's close to the scrapyard. You know,
right.
Saves time.
Is it extremely competitive?
Yeah, scrapping's very close, especially now in a recession when, you know, people are just looking for ways to make money. It's very competitive because you have a lot of scrappers out there that weren't scrapping beforehand
mm-hmm.
that are scrapping now. And then when the prices of metal go up, there's even more scrappers on the street. So yeah, it's very competitive.
And
very.
Tell me about prices for a minute. I mean, what types of metal are very valuable to come upon and what kinds would you just assume, you know, not chase down because they're just not worth it at the moment?
Well, copper is very expensive, copper, aluminum, you know, and then the cheaper metals are like tin and like mixed iron is cheap. But we'll take everything, honestly. There's nothing we want to leave because you could take a small piece of metal one day that's not worth a lot of money and that could bring you in a potentially big job. So we take everything.
And just for example, what does a pound of copper or a pound of aluminum go for today?
A pound of copper is about $1.80 right now, and aluminum's like about 50 cents.
Now, is that high or low compared to a year or two ago?
It's every day different. It goes up, it goes down. I mean, metal like a year ago was at its peak, so it was like $3 a pound for copper, $3 and change. So. But it's okay. I mean, it's all right. Right now, the prices are not bad. They're not great. They're not terribly bad. They're okay.
And is there a real future in this for you guys, or is this, do you see this as something that you do for now, and then, you know, another year or two, you move on to something else?
Nah, I think there's a real future because the goal is to get a scrapyard. And when you get a scrapyard, then you can, you know, buy the metal from other people. So there's definitely a future. You can, you know, make money scrapping.
So if you have a scrapyard, you're going to accumulate piles of different types of metal, and then you can buy and sell when the prices are high or low. Is that the idea?
Exactly. You could buy and sell when the prices are low. You could break down the metals when you have to. So, yeah, it's good.
Hmm.
That's the goal. That's definitely scrapping. As I say, the goal is to get its own scrapyard.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break. And come right back with Joe Poza. This is Bob Andelman, and you are listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with reality TV star Joe Poza, who's the co-star of the new Spike TV reality comedy series. And watch it, and you'll know why I say comedy, Scrappers. And we will be right back.
Ever thought of hosting your own radio show? Now you can by registering at blogtalkradio.com. While you're there, check out our selection of premium packages. To start your own show today, visit blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media show right on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free app at www.stitcher.com. That's STITCHER.com.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media radio interview with reality TV star Joe Poza, who's the co-star of the new Spike TV reality comedy series, Scrappers. And in case you just joined us, here's another clip from Scrappers.
Today's first stop is a refrigerator pickup. I gotta get this knocked out so I can get on to the rest of my jobs. What is this job we're doing? I gotta pull the refrigerator out.
Hold on, Bob.
This job is for my friend, Rocky Ray. Used to be my boxing trainer.
What's up? Listen to me. Don't knock my pinches off the wall.
In Brooklyn, everybody knows everybody. So this small job today turns into 5-6 big jobs tomorrow. What refrigerator's got to go?
The big one, remember?
Real magnets and all?
What do you mean the magnets? Don't you take my magnets? Come on, what do you want to get extra money for the magnets here? Hey, get $3 for the M, the A, the P, and the U. What is you? How's my daughter going to spell tomorrow? Come on.
That's it.
Hold on.
We got food in here.
Holy hell, hey. What are these?
We got to get rid of them, bro. We got to get rid of them.
Oh, come on, Sally.
Come on.
What's the matter for you? Please, what are you doing?
You're killing me right now, right?
Fuck, what are you throwing? What are you doing?
Well, this thing's rolling through a tree, bro.
A new tree grew up.
There's carrots. Straight push. Carrots.
Tell my landlord, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, now you're making me look like a Mama Luke here. Oh.
So I'm talking to Joe Poza from Spike TV's new show, Scrappers. Joe, how did you and Frankie get involved in the TV show?
Oh, me and Frankie did films before when we were younger. That's like one of the businesses we were partners in. And like I said, when I worked in the flower shop, Frankie would always come in and say, this is what happened to me, Scrap, and show me a different cut. And I won't believe him. I'd be like, that's not true. So he told me, he said, why don't you just pick up a camera one day? It was Frankie's idea. And he said, fuck. So what I did is I borrowed a $100 video camera from my friend. We filmed, I filmed him one day just going around on his regular routine. And the craziest things were happening. He was getting caught. The van broke down. He didn't get into arguments. So we filmed it. We took it to the studio. We edited it. Took it to California. And they did. We got a deal. That's how it came about.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it pretty is. It's an amazing story, honestly. Really, if I have that video camera right now, right on my counter, it's like the good luck camera. I don't even touch it.
Who would have guessed? I mean, do you guys watch a lot of reality TV? Did you think, hey, you know, we're funnier than those guys?
I watch a little bit of reality TV, but I frankly just thought it would be, you know, TV like you never really seen before. You know, not scripted, you know, good reality TV. We thought it would be a great idea. You know, it was his idea. So,
and
he just went with it.
If you think about it, you think about characters on TV. Who would we find in your neighborhood? Familiar TV characters that if they were real, we would find them. You know, in the Scrappers USA neighborhood.
Right. You're trying to like compare. There's no one on TV like the characters in Scrappers are original. You won't see anyone that's on TV right now that's on Scrappers.
Okay.
So that's my answer to that question. Definitely, I can't think of anybody.
Has anyone you know been surprised to hear how often you guys curse on the job, or is it kind of like breathing in Brooklyn?
There's always cursing in Brooklyn, you know,
yeah.
Especially when you're getting aggravated or you think someone's trying to get over on you on a price or someone's holding you up at a job they're not supposed to be in, you're just going to get aggravated. And I guess the curses, they just come naturally, you know?
Do people get upset about it the way they do in other parts of the country if you were to curse in the middle of a sentence, or is it just kind of like it's just part of, like, you know, sneezing?
Well, some people, you know, there's different types of people in Brooklyn, so some people will get mad at it and some people won't. You know, it all depends on the person.
Hmm. All right. And have you and Frankie and Darren, for that matter, started, you know, being recognized around the neighborhood from the TV show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's I can't even walk down the street. You walk down the street, you're going to eat in a place, and everyone recognizes you. It's actually, it's a weird feeling, you know, but it's okay, you know. I remember when I was a little kid and I see someone on TV and I was happy to see them. So, you know, just got to be nice to everybody, respect people. But it is, it's definitely something I'm not used to, for sure. And Darren's getting a lot of attention.
I bet he is.
He can't go anywhere. He can't even walk down the street, gets to the corner, he gets recognized by everybody.
Tell, for people who haven't seen the show yet, and I think it's only aired once so far. The second episode is tonight as we're talking. Tell
right.
people a little bit about Frankie and a little bit about Darren, if you would.
Frankie is a third-generation scrapper. He's been scrapping his whole life, and he's actually he's a brilliant kid. He's very smart. You could blindfold Frankie and drop the medals, and he'll know what metal is what. That's how knowledgeable he is in metal.
Hmm.
And he's a smart guy, and he had a scrapyard before, and he wants to get his scrapyard back. And that's it, and that's the goal.
Okay. And Darren,
Darren is a very good kid, loyal kid, with a good heart, you know, and he's just a little, you know, burnt out, which doesn't make him a bad person.
Mm-hmm. And that's
pretty much Darren in a nutshell.
And how did you know Darren? Because you recommended him to Frankie.
Well, I'm friends with Darren's brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm friends with Darren's brother for a long time, and Darren was looking for work. And I knew he's a loyal kid, and he's a hard worker. So I told Frank, I said, Frank was looking for workers, you know, and I said, Frank, I got this kid. I think he might be all right. He'll learn. I mean, it might take a little while for him to learn, but he'll learn how to scrap, and he'll show up, which is hard, you know. People don't like to work. They don't like to show up. I know Darren would be there. I mean, he's a little late, but he shows up. So that's how it came about.
Yeah, Darren seems like he may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but he does seem like a sweet kid, a nice kid who you'd want to have on your crew. I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, Darren's... He's very loyal, exactly. He won't go against you and show up to work. And he wants to learn. That's good with Darren, you know. He is. He's a nice kid. He wants to learn how to scrap. And I think he's actually doing pretty good.
Hmm.
We'll see. Tune in. He's all right.
All right.
He's paying it out.
All right. Well, folks, listen. You can watch Joe Posa's new reality TV series with his friend Frankie, Scrappers. It's on Spike TV every Tuesday at 10 p.m. And, Joe, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Good luck with the
show.
Hope
you enjoy the show.
Will do.
Thank you very much, Rob.
All
have
right.
a good one.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And for more original interviews with your favorite American reality TV stars, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com. That's MRMedia.com. And while you're, of course, you can hear Mr. Media while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. And downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. While you're there, check out some of my favorite online radio shows, including The Mike O'Mara Show, Doug Loves Movies, and Sex with Emily. And please take advantage of this great offer for Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/MRmedia for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. That's twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate it when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening.